Third year of open enrollment for health plans under the Affordable Care Act is underway, and many folks still have lots of questions about the plans and the cost. And there are changes to the Affordable Care Act this coming year. We'll take a look at it all on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30. In this preview, WUSF News Director and Health News Florida Editor Mary Shedden is joined by Tampa Health Insurance Agent Eric Brown and Jody Ray, who oversees the Obamacare Navigators, the in-person assistance across Florida.
Now we really have to focus on those folks that don't necessarily get their information in the most traditional ways, and folks that need their information in other languages. And, you know, maybe they're not sitting on the internet all the time, or those young adults that have a tendency to be resistant to seeing the value in having health insurance. So we really have to push the messaging out that, you know, those are folks that need it more than ever. They have, you know, special needs that as growing adults could be met by having health care coverage. Those preventive services are going to be really important to those young adults that are starting out on their own, that don't necessarily have those stable incomes, where unexpected health care issue could really dismantle their stability financially.
Now, Eric Brown, President Obama told WUSF News that it's becoming more difficult to find people who are uninsured. And admittedly, there are a lot more people with insurance these days. But you sense that might be the reason you can't sign up more people, because most people have already signed up for something.
I see the biggest issue is education. What happens is, I was talking to one of the major health carriers here in Florida, and their premiums went up over 10%. And I asked them why, and they said because people now with major medical insurance are still using the emergency room, and that drives up costs when that occurs. So I said, well, what are you going to do about it? He said, well, we're just going to raise the premiums, and then we're going to not offer as many plans as we did last year. I said, well, to me, that's an opportunity to educate people about what they have and how to use it versus, you know, raising the premiums again. So I see education not just on the individual side, also on group health insurance. Same thing. Employers, one of their major difficulties is when they offer plans to their employees don't understand what they have. And lots of times when it's time for them to use the plan, they'll end up in having financial problems is because they don't know what they purchased at the time.
Mary Shedden?
The key question, I think, for consumers, the people getting the plans, is sometimes we're not given options. Maybe our company is giving us what we have. I think the thing you need to be asking is questions, not just at enrollment time. Many folks right now in employer-based plans, they've already signed up for the coming year. But I think it's really important to be engaged throughout the year, especially when you're dealing with out-of-pocket costs. Those deductibles, I think more and more people are just assuming, oh, I'm going to get this procedure here. I think consumers need to be really aware that the insurance providers, they're trying to make the math work. And because of that, there are changes, and you need to make sure your practitioner is covered. The treatment is the best cost option for you. If you can't afford a $2,000 MRI, then you need to make a few phone calls before you get that procedure done. And there are ways to do it, and it's becoming more available. I think the best thing that's happened since the Affordable Care Act came out is I think consumers across the board are smarter, but they need to get even more educated.
WUSF News Director and Health News Florida Editor Mary Shedden, along with Health Insurance Agent Eric Brown and Jody Ray, who oversees the Obamacare Navigators across Florida. And you can hear more about buying and using health insurance on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.